This is your classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. And have you thought about getting into the share market? Do you know what to do when it comes to investing? Because I sure don't, which is why I'm joined by the experts. I'm joined this morning by Julia Newbold, Editor-at-Large with Money Magazine. How are you this morning, Julia?
Very well, thank you, Jordan. And yourself?
Yeah, I'm not too bad. Just thinking about getting into investing in shares. And we're going to go through a bit of a beginner's guide this morning on how to go about it.
Okay. I guess the first thing that if you want to get into the stock market, you've got to look at what your investment goals are, how much you've got, how long you want to invest for, and what your interests are.
Is that something you should be thinking about, or rather than just going with what you think could be successful, something you actually have an interest in and know a little bit about?
You should always invest in something you know a little bit about, but you need to know how long you're going to invest for, because that's really important with any kind of investment. Because with the stock market as volatile as it is, it could go down any time, and it might stay down for a period. And if you need that money for something else, you can't really afford to leave it there and take a loss when you might need to take it out. So if you're going to be investing for, I guess, you know, buying a car next year and you want to put money aside, it's probably not the best investment for you at this time.
And so I guess the next step is finding a way to actually buy shares. How do we go about that?
So, you know, most of us will have a bank account, and most of the big banks will have share accounts that go with them. And it's kind of easy to maybe start with one of those. They have research and it's connected to your bank account already. So when you're just kind of dipping your toe in the water for share investing, that could be a good place to start. Typically costs around $20 for a transaction.
And also something you hear a lot when it comes to investments is having an investment portfolio. What is that?
An investment portfolio is just your own group of whatever your investments are. So whether it's a whole bunch of shares or whether it's some shares, some managed funds, some savings account, it's whatever you have that's your entire portfolio of investments.
And should you try and get a varied portfolio, try and spread it out a bit?
It's always a good idea to have diversification, because if any asset class goes up or down, or mainly down, you can be a little bit balanced. So people might have property, but your property might be a long-term investment that you can't really get in and out of very quickly. Then you might have shares that are a bit easier to sell when you need to, and then you've got some cash for those short-term needs.
And so what else from there should we be thinking about when getting into investing?
Well, I guess if you've decided that you want to get into shares, but you're not quite sure exactly which shares to get into, you can buy ETFs, which are a group of shares that you can be the same as the stock market index, or it can be in a particular asset class. It can be invested in small companies or resources or technology, or there's different ones for a lot of things. And that's a way that you've got experts choosing them all to replicate the index in those different areas. And you don't have to pick your shares singularly. And it's a cheaper way for you to go to get diversification of that asset class.
And so what if we do want to pick our shares individually? How do we approach that?
Well, like anything that you're going to do, you need to do a little bit of research. So you can read the papers, listen to financial commentary, and just be conscious of, you know, what's happening in the economy. So if you're interested in resources, you know, knowing what's going to be happening in China, where they're selling and how the prices might be affected, is a good thing to know before you're putting money in that area. Or you can do your research on the actual trading site. They've got expert research there that might tell you whether their experts think that a particular share is overvalued or undervalued. You want to get the ones that are undervalued so that the price will hopefully go up. And it's always a good idea to do something that you're interested in, because you're going to pay a little bit more attention. So if you are interested in retail or transport or mining or whatever, you're more likely to read news stories in that area, which gets you a bit more knowledgeable before you invest.
For sure. And I guess with with trading and shares and whatnot. It isn't exactly a get-rich-quick scheme as much as we'd probably like it to be. So patience is the key for anything on this line.
That's correct. And it's, you know, a different way to make money, I guess, because interest rates are so low at the moment. People are looking at different ways that they might earn a little bit more on their money.
So I guess when it does come to buying shares, is it like a thing you can do to just buy a share and hold on to it for long term with no intention of selling it on, just having it there?
Yeah, absolutely. But you do need to have a little bit of a look every so often to make sure it's still okay. And, you know, keep reading the paper a little bit just to find out, you know, if that industry has done something that you weren't expecting.
Julia, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
You're very welcome. Nice talking to you, Jordan.
That was Julie Newbold, Editor-at-Large with Money Magazine on your Classic It's Breakfast.